Welcome to Fact Checking Darwin, where scientific dishonesty is not tolerated. Today I want to continue where we left off last week with my discussion of logical fallacies that didn't seem to impress the philosophy chairman, but so let's give it a go. One of the first people I'd like to talk about is Richard Dawkins, who is the darling of Darwinism and atheism too. He tends to be implausible in many things that he states. He wrote a book, The Blind Watchmaker, which I quote a lot. And in that, he states, "This book is written in the conviction that our own existence once presented the greatest of all mysteries, but that it is a mystery no longer because it is solved. Darwin and Wallace solved it." End quote. Wow, they solved the mysteries of existence, not just how we were created, not just DNA, but all of existence. I would call that implausible, or maybe something that a megalomaniac would say. I'm not sure. Another thing that Dawkins liked to use, well, a lot of people like to use it, is an ad hominem or personal attack. And this is one of my favorites. Dawkins says, quote, "Darwinism, unlike Einsteinism, seems to be regarded as fair game for critics with any degree of ignorance," end quote. "Therefore, if you don't believe Darwinism, you're just outright plain ignorant." Yeah, there's a lot wrong with that statement. I don't know, maybe it's starting to fall more in the megalomaniac category than just logical fallacies. I specifically enjoy watching Dawkins squirm as he tries to get rid of any kind of randomness, which we know that's what it's all about. It's about random mutations. The process is random. But this is what he says about this. "One of my tasks will be to destroy this eagerly believed myth that Darwinism is a theory of chance." He goes on to say, "Mutation is random. Natural selection is the very opposite of random." Well, does he fail to remember that if a process has a random characteristic to it, then the whole darn thing is going to be random to some degree? That means, and I hate to tell him this, there's going to be chance involved. No matter how he manipulates his words and how he tries, it is random. In fact, Darwin himself required that this process is random. Then Dawkins likes to manipulate the words and interchange them. Impossibility versus improbability. He uses the ridiculous example that over billions of years, it is possible that a statue will wave its hand. I kid you not. He actually writes that and states that it is improbable, but it's not impossible. However, you and I and everybody else knows that a statue will never wave its hand no matter how many years you give it. And we're not going to fall for switching the words impossible and improbable. So that's about enough of Dawkins. You can only take so much of him. But let's go to David Sadaba, a geneticist. And he likes to state, "Darwin's theory is a way of explaining biology. It's a way of tying together the diversity of organisms we see." A way of explaining biology? That's a worldview. And that's one statement that I made to the philosophy chairman that pretty much ended our conversation. They don't want to hear that. A way of looking at things is a metaphysic. It's a religion. And actually, I'm coming to think that Darwinism is a religion to some people. And another example of this is from George Strider, who likes to quote the Darwinian geneticist Theodosius Dobzhansky. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that quite wrong. who stated, "Seen in the light of evolution, biology is perhaps intellectually the most satisfying and inspiring science. Without that light, it becomes a pale sundry facts, some of them interesting or curious, but making no meaningful picture as a whole. This unifying power of evolutionary theory is widely acknowledged." I'm not searching to be inspired. I don't have to be satisfied. I want to know, what's the physics? What mutation changed from what to what to form what little piece of anatomy and physiology? I don't need to know that they're inspiring, meaningful Darwinism is widely accepted. I think Galileo had that problem with the Catholic Inquisition when he was fighting a theory that had been widely accepted. And maybe we'll get to the point where Darwinism is a theory that had been widely accepted. I sure hope so. But in the meantime, we have people like Wallace Arthur, who's a developmental biologist. And he declares that development, in some sense, guides evolution. Development meaning embryology, which is putting the cart before the horse. Does he not know that embryology follows DNA program? Embryology is how an embryo turns into a fetus that is destined to become an adult with all of those physical changes. It is not guiding evolution. It is being guided. It gets frustrating to know that these guys are PhDs, they're writing books, and telling us a bunch of crap that they think we're just that ignorant to believe. In any case, just for your edification to know, I didn't make this stuff up. Arthur Wallace wrote the book Evolution, A Developmental Approach, Oxford, 2011. George Strider wrote the book Principles of Brain Evolution, Sunderland, 2005. Sadava wrote, let me get there. Well, he presented a lecture series with the Great Courses entitled Understanding Genetics, DNA, Genes, and Their Real World Application in 2008. And then my fave, Richard Dawkins, wrote, well, he wrote a lot of things, but what I use is The Blind Watchmaker, Why the Evidence of Evolution Reveals a Universe Without Design. Man, I don't know how you can look at this universe and look at people and not think there's some design. Now, he may think it all just happened because of random mutations, but there's still design. In any case, I think I probably had enough for the day, enough of this topic, because believe me, I could go on, and it is just more and more frustrating the more you do it. But join us in the next podcast as we absolutely break down Darwin's theory. Thank you.